Scott Regan was a phenomenon that just happened, and I went along for the ride.
This is John Lennon. You're probably listening to Scott Regan now. If you're not, well, you can't hear what we're saying. Ta-da.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney, talking to a gentleman called Scott Regan who does his best to keep you happy.
Hi, this is Scott Regan of The Miracles, and you're listening to The Smokey Robinson Show.
Scott Regan.
Thank you, John. Here comes Smokey and the Miracles. The great Detroit sound. Going to a go-go.
Their very first song, their very first hit, was recorded about 3:30 in the morning at Motown when Berry Gordy got an inspiration and called him up and said, come on over and let's do it. The song was Shop Around. The group, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Hi, this is Stevie Wonder, and I'll be visiting the Scott Regan Show. I hope that you're with me when I do. I'd like to thank all of you for your cards and letters asking for me to be on the Scott Regan Show. You knew I was coming. So, until I'm on, I'll see you later.
So are you going to teach me, do you have your harmonica?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're going to teach me how to sing.
Right.
We made a bargain that he will teach me how to sing if I teach him how to be a disc jockey. Deal?
Deal. Definitely a deal.
Okay. Now, what are you going to teach me?
Well, first of all, we got to get the key, you know.
Okay.
That's the most important thing of all is the key. Now, this key will be D.
D.
Yeah, D.
That's a good key. Now,
is that too high for you?
I really don't know.
See, go up there.
Oh, that's too high. That's too high.
Let's see now. Yeah, that's the key. Now say, go ahead.
Okay.
This is just the beginning of the beginning. And he's got that. Let me see what else you can do now. Say.
Boy, I'm really sorry. You're putting me on.
Come on now. Come on. You almost got it. Say. W-K. Say that. Just say that.
W-K-N. Keener.
13. Oh, he's got it.
Oh, man.
Hi, we're the Supremes. I'm Diane, and you're listening to The Scott Regan Show.
And now back with the Supremes, our special guests on the show tonight. On a certain Gemini flight, the Supremes made as much news, if not more news, than the astronauts did. Diana, would you like to tell us about it?
Well, you know, Scotty, I didn't hear about this until after it had happened. They played Where I Love Go to the astronauts as they were taking a nice little trip.
We're the Supremes.
I'm Mary.
I'm Florence.
And this is Diana. We will be visiting the Scott Regan Show tonight. Hope you'll be listening for Scotty and the Supremes tonight. Well, we had this song that we had recorded, but we weren't sure if it was the right thing, so we recorded it over, and it turned out great, and we added a lot of little things at the front of it, and one of them was like, ooh. And then we went right on into Baby Love.
Hello there, this is Florence.
Hi, I'm Mary.
This is Diane, hoping you'll spend tonight with the Supremes on the Scott Regan Show. My world is empty without you.
Hi, we're the Supremes.
I'm Diane.
I'm Florence.
And I'm Mary.
married.
You giving?
We're gonna have this show. It's gonna be our show Saturday night with Scott Regan. Scott Regan Saturday night.
Oh,
we're gonna be the hostesses.
We're gonna invade, right?
Yeah, we're gonna come on, Ken. We're just gonna play all the records, all of ours, of course.
So move on, Scott.
And we're gonna tell you what's been happening to us in the last 2 years. Okay?
Not all. Pulling me closer,
closer. And who the Beatles like this number very much. We got letters and everything with telling us how much they really enjoyed Stop in the Name of Love.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney, an honorary member of the Scott Burger Club, and I don't mind. And if you'd like to join, send your name and address to the Beatles Fan Club, Nems, England.
The way the Burger Club came and the way into being and this whole burger thing happened, I was on the answering the phones one night when I was on the air, and I was talking to some fellow who called up and said, I answered the phone, WKNR, and he said, "How you doing, Burger?" And I said, "Fine, how are you?" And he had a request for some song, and then I said, "Thank you." And I said, "By the way," I said, what did you call me?" And he said, "Burger." And I said, "Burger, what does that mean?" He said, "Well, everything in school is Burger now. It's homework Burger and school Burger and teacher Burger and Harry Burger and Jerry Burger, and everyone's doing that now all over. Haven't you heard about that yet?" And I said, "No." And I hung up the phone, and the next thing I did when I went on the air right after that was, I said, "How you doing? This is Scott Burger." And that's how that whole thing came into being. And from that came all these different characters, the lone Burger and the man from Burger, and people started calling me Burger. And later on in this compilation, you'll hear Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown, actually called me Burger when he saw me.
I'm Eileen Shapiro from Clinton Junior High School, and we love Scott Regan. We think he's really great. And we're forming a club for him called the Royal Order of Regan Burgers. All you have to do to join is to send a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to Burger, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
Yay, Burger! Hi, we're the Four Tops,
and this is Levi. And I'm proud to be an honorary member of the Scott Regan Burger Club. And I urge you to join. Send your name and address to Burger Club, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
Hi, this is Florence of the Supreme Burgers. If you'd like to join the Scotty Regan Burger Club, send your name and address to Burger Club, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit.
Hello, this is Herman of Herman's Hermits, reminding you to listen to the Scott Regan Burger Show and be a burger.
The Burger Club is growing fast. You gotta join today.
Hello there. This is John Burger, talking on the Scott Burger Show. If you want to be a burger, well, we're all a lot of burgers around here, so join in with the burger people.
Hi, this is Mitch Ryder. I want to thank everybody for asking me to come on the Scott Regan Show. Stay tuned tomorrow night. I'll sock it to you.
Hi, I'm Betty.
Mary.
Mary Ann.
And we're the Shangri-Las. Whenever we're in Detroit, we always listen to the Scott Regan Show.
Hi, we're the Shadows of Night. And this is Jim Sands inviting you to visit us on the Scott Regan Show. You know she come around. It's about 5 feet 4.
All from her head to the ground. Guest stars in the Scott Regan Show tonight are the Shadows of Night from Chicago. Hi, Shadows.
Hi.
You have a very big fan club here in Detroit. I don't know if you know that or not. They're always calling me up, telling me to play all your songs, and asking me to give out the fan club address.
Hi, this is Len Barry. You're tuned to Keener 13 and the Scott Regan Show, and this is 1-2-3.
It's 5 before 9 from WKNR.
Keener 13.
Backstage with the Left Bank, Scott Regan, and the Left Bank at Masonic Auditorium, recorded Sunday night. Got a couple of questions.
Manitoul had it. It's a thing to know. Grew with Scotty Regan. on your radio, Scotty Regan.
Scotty Regan. Scotty Regan. Scotty Regan. Scotty Regan.
Anyway, I was watching the sunrise.
Yeah.
Something told me, said, forget about your troubles, just watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
I grabbed my pencil and my paper and my guitar and I started to write. And I came up with Sunny.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Time now for more Scott Regan Herman Nation. When we asked Herman what kind of girls he likes, Herman said,
I prefer feminine type girls.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and with hair, long hair, or short hair, or medium hair. All kinds of girls. Just as long as you... and just as long as you've got good personalities and that, you know.
Hi, this is Johnny Rivers just reminding you that you're listening to the Scott Regan Show, man. That's where it's happening. God, just, I started actually singing around the house. You know, my dad played guitar just a little bit. He played a mandolin, and there was always a guitar laying around, you know, so I,
You're listening to Scott Regan on Keener 13.
Lost that loving feeling.
We hope to find it.
That's right. If we use our soul and inspiration, we'll find.
Right, right.
We have John. Hi, John.
Hi, this is John from the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hi, John.
Hi. Welcome to the Scott Regan Show.
Well, it's great to be here. And then we have Zal sitting over there with his guitar.
Hello.
Hi there, Big Zal.
Scott.
Burger. WKNR 13, where all the super heavies are. This is Scott Regan at 7:53, the Amboy Dukes of Detroit, Michigan. Ted Nugent on lead guitar and Journey to the Center of Your Mind.
Everybody. 298-4777. That's our number there for requests. This is Scott Regan, WKNR. That is a killer jam. That is a super killer jam. Ted Nugent, lead guitar player with the Dukes, was on with us about, let's see, how long has it been? About 4 weeks ago, and he said there was a new album coming and a new single. And so...
This is Gene Pitney on WKNR, Keener 13. And I want to thank all the nice people that have been writing in and asking for me to be on the show. I'll be on with Scott Regan, who will be talking about what's been happening pretty much with me in the last 2 months and the last 2 years. And I'd like it very much if everybody would listen in.
Last night I heard you, but darling...
Hello, Regan, my old friend.
This is Paul Simon.
Hi, this is Art Garfunkel.
You're listening to The Scott Regan Show.
First big hit for you fellas, of course, I don't have to tell you, was Sounds of Silence. It was a very unusual song in not the treatment of the song, but the lyric of the song. The lyric said quite a bit. And maybe you could tell us where you got the idea to record that particular song and use that particular lyric.
Well, I wrote the song,
mm-hmm.
Sounds of Silence, and I was motivated to write the song because of my observance of the lack of communication between people.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Scott.
And now, here are the Kingsmen.
Oh, Scott Regan. Oh, Scott Regan.
You know what he used to do before he was a DJ?
No, what? He was an arc welder.
What's
would you
that?
Believe?
What's an arc welder?
He worked with Noah.
Something fishy about that.
Oh, you're all wet.
Well, we're all in the same boat.
Oh.
That's pretty bad.
All the people in this town, they have a lot of fun. They listen to Scott Regan's show.
so I was asked to do the national radio commercial for the album, and I was thrilled, and I listened to it, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and we had 1 hour to do it, and they couldn't leave the album because it wasn't out yet, and I remember I said to somebody in the room, I said, how was I chosen to do this? And they looked at me, and they said, they call you the Beatle DJ, don't they?
The new Beatles album.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The most fantastic yet from the foremost musical talents of this or any generation. The first Beatle LP in almost a year, 7 months in production and preparation. You'll hear new dimensions in sound and song on this 11th Beatle album. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's a new concept, not only in music, but in album presentation as well. Inside the double wallet-type album cover, you'll find a picture of the Beatles in their Sgt. Pepper uniforms, a pair of sergeant stripes, two lapel badges, a false mustache, a stand-up picture of the Beatles, and more. 13 new Beatles songs, a picture of Sgt. Pepper's band and friends on the cover. Another pace setter for the pop music world from the Beatles and Capitol Records. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
What would you think if I sang out at you?
I'd like to testify what Dennis's love has done for me.
And here you have tonight's testifiers and a Scotty Regan hassle if you didn't get to testify tonight for what your love has done for you. We'll do it again tomorrow night.
Hi, this is Marvin Gaye. Hope you'll be listening when I visit the Scott Burger on Keena 13. It's what's happening, baby. This is Marvin Gaye. I will be visiting the Scotty Regan Show, and I hope you will be listening tomorrow night.
You are my pride and joy.
Hi, this is Martha, Martha and the Vandellas. I'll be talking to you next week on the Scotty Regan Show. Hi, this is Martha of Martha and the Vandellas. Scotty and I are going to talk things over as I join him on the Scott Regan Show next week on Keena 13.
You've been in love too long.
This is Scott Regan backstage at the Motortown Review. Standing next to me in a kind of red outfit is Jimmy Ruffin. Jimmy, how are you?
Fine, Scott, and you?
Very, very good. Thank you. I trust you're having a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Very merry, very happy too. We're working, and that makes us happy.
That's great. Listen, the reason I wanted to do a quick little thing with you right now, we can do some more at some other time, is to congratulate you on your tremendous success in 1966. And you had one of the top 31 songs of the year this year on the Keener 1966 Music Guide. And I want to wish you the best of continuing success in 67. And I've talked too much, so now you have to say quite a bit to make up for it.
Thanks a lot, Scott. And I'd like to thank all the people out there that listen to the radio and that bought the record for the success of the record and for me. And I hope to keep putting out as good a record as we had in 66. And I'm thrilled to death at the response.
Great. Jimmy, yeah. Thank you. I think you're ready to go.
My pleasure. Yeah,
yeah,
we're ready, ready.
Right, ready. I don't think so.
Yeah, it was exactly. Fixed. It was
even
fixed.
Don't Look Back was
a free record.
Oh, you know,
if you listen to his program, well, he's not exaggerating. Wait. He's taking care of business.
Yeah, I know.
Got some great songs, and this year you had how many big hits?
Three.
For 67. I mean, 66, I mean.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Beauty's Only Skin Deep.
And Melvin.
I Know I'm Losing You.
Ah! But don't leave us.
And they're not losing us either, because we're going to stick around here for a while.
That's great. That's really fantastic. And congratulations on your great hits this year. And, you know.
Get them in 67. That's what I say about it.
Hey, David, you've been so quiet. Why don't you say something to all
the
people?
He's working on this.
Working on this, trying to get the camera. Why don't you say something to all the people that, you know, dig the Temptations and you and everything like that?
Well, I'd just like to say, Ev, as much as
people dig you, I hope they dig the Temptation. Because I think you're mellow also.
Here's another of Motown's supergroups, combined with the top writing and producing team of Holland Dozier Holland, to bring you a vast collection of classics in today's music. The Four Tops, Greatest Hits. Get set to cook and smoke. Welcome to the Motown Monday portion of the Scott Regan Show. For the next half hour, brought to you by the great people at Pepsi Cola. The Come Alive people who invite you to come alive with another great live recording of Motown Mondays from the upper deck of the Rooster Tail.
Come alive.
The second best thing to being there, hearing it recorded live on the Scott Regan Show. Tonight, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Sound Band backs up one of the most imitated groups in the nation today. And it's my pleasure to say to you,
the Upper Deck at Pepsi Cola is proud to present the Temptation!
We have a couple of celebrities in the audience, which I would like to introduce. On my left, the president of Motown Records. Big round of applause for Berry Gordy, Jr. Also, I think we're very fortunate to have with us tonight the top female recording group in the world today. Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, Diana Ross, the Supremes. Girls? And also, I think every time you mention the word Supremes, there are three gentlemen who write and arrange and produce all of their songs. And I believe only one of them is here tonight, but I think that he deserves a tremendous round of applause for the songs that he has done, not only with the Supremes, but with Martha and the Vandellas and Marvin Gaye, and just too many to mention. Ladies, a big round of applause for Brian Holland of Holland Dozier and Holland. Recently, one of the Motown people closed a fantastic couple of shows at the number one nightclub in New York City, the Copacabana, and I think that as great as his triumphs have been, this is just the beginning. Big round of applause for Marvin Gaye! Also, we have with us a couple of people whom everybody is familiar with. The number of hits they have had, I think I could stand up here for about a half an hour and name them off to you. I don't know exactly where they are. I think they're right over there. I hope they got here. Let's have a big round of applause for the great Everly Brothers. The gentlemen that you are about to hear and listen to have many distinctions. Among one of them was having the number one record in Detroit last year on the WKNR Music Guide. The group has been together for a very long time, 12 years, since 1954. And they're more than just four singers, more than just four performers. They're four entertainers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Tops!
Here's our national anthem. Very first record on the Motown label, and we hope to God tonight. Baby, I need your love. Baby, I need your love.
Hey, how you like to do a request for me.
What do you say?
Be more than glad.
How about, you got a song that's going to be number one next week, or?
I bet you it better be Reach Out.
It's called Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Good enough.
You like to do that? People, what do you say?
Sure. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
This is where you come in. The Scotty Regan Sing Along with the Supremes Contest. Full details tonight, 8 o'clock, right here, WKNR.
Christine?
Yes?
This is Scotty.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Let's listen to you sing for a second, okay?
Okay.
On the radio.
It's funny. You know, I never heard myself before like that, and it really sounds funny. You're not used to it, you know.
It sounds a lot different than that.
Yes, it does.
Scotty Regan.
I was sitting in Barry's office, and we were talking about the Supremes going to Las Vegas. I think it was their first appearance in Vegas, and everybody was really up about it. And I said, you know, it would be great if you would give me a call from the dressing room before they went on. And he said, yeah, that would be great. What number would I call? And I gave him the hotline number. And then we just went on to something else. And the night that he was supposed to call, I really didn't think he would. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the hotline, you know, waiting for it to ring. At the time, he said he would call 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever it was. And the time passed, and a half hour passed, and I said, well, you know, they probably won't call, he's busy or whatever. Well, all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and the light starts flashing. And I couldn't believe it. And I picked up the phone, and the voice on the other end said,
who's this?
Barry.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, man, I goofed up on that number. We're a little late getting you.
That's okay.
But I got the girls back here now. They're not in the best spirits. They're kind of irritable, and they're fighting me. But I'm glad you're calling, because they like you, and you straighten them out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Who do you want to talk to? And
whoever wants to go first, go first.
Who wants to go first? Mary. Okay, get back off me, back, you fool! Hey, look, it's not. Hey, look it, man. Well, this is ridiculous. Okay, just a minute. Hey.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very, very good.
That's good.
What's happening?
Well, we're having a mellow time out here in Vegas.
I bet you are. Is that your first time?
Okay, Scotty.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hey.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, Barry wants to speak to you.
Okay.
Hey, you sure sound sexy on telephone.
I do.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you do to these women over here. It's ridiculous.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The upper deck of the Rooster Tail is proud to present the world's number one female recording group from Detroit, the Supremes!
But it's thin is the hymn to your grace.
Stevie, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, baby. Oh, yeah. And remember that I'm crazy about you, and I can't live without you, and everything is all right, uptight and out of sight. Yeah. Scott Regan.
Hi, Diana.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. You know who this is?
Scotty?
Yeah.
Hi, Scotty.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm a little nervous right now.
You're a little nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
I got something kind of good to tell you.
Kind of good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You have been chosen to fly with me to Los Angeles.
Are you kidding?
To see the Beatles.
Scotty, you're not kidding me.
In concert Sunday.
Scotty, are you kidding me?
Congratulations. Congratulations.
What about the other winner?
You're the winner.
I'm the winner.
That's right. You win the trip to Los Angeles.
I just, wait a minute.
How much feeling do you have for people who buy your songs and think you're the greatest? Because a lot of people will say, well, you know, the Beatles don't care about their fans, and the Beatles don't care about this, and the Beatles don't care about that, you know.
Well, you see, people think that. It's not true, though. They think, because, see, the thing is, like, if anyone came up to you and said, you know, your radio show is great, then...
Why, thank you very... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, okay.
This is the Scott and Paul show. what you could do was, I mean, you could just sort of think, oh, well, you know, so what? Mm. But you probably don't. You probably think, oh, great, you know, really, you know, thanks for liking it.
It makes you feel nice.
Well, that's exactly what it
is. It makes you feel very nice. Because code of living.
Code of living, I suppose everybody's got their own, you know. I have one, I suppose. It's not written on the wall, but I must have one.
Paul McCartney?
Is it me mate, I suppose? It's the only thing.
Ringo? Oh, excuse me, did you want to say some more?
No. Just, I mean, if you say Ringo, Paul, George, it's just, you know, part of me again.
Red?
Red, nice color.
High society?
I don't know what they are.
John Lennon?
That's a name that I've been given.
Your wife?
Is my John Lennon's wife, goes along with the name.
John, thank you very much.
A pleasure, Scott. See you.